What you don't want more of is mice or rats. You got a possum living in your roof. How do you get rid of them? I mean, that, are they a pest? Would you even call that a pest? I had, what's the other one? Oh, with the black and white one. One of them. I had one of them living in the house once. Quoll. We had a quoll. But I mean, that's when I lived near the bush. AJ is from Pied Piper Pest Control. Hi, AJ.
Good morning, Rick.
I mean, is a quoll a pest?
No, they're certainly not a pest, mate. They're a beautiful native marsupial.
But if they're living in your house, do they need a bit of rehousing?
Oh, that's right. They need to live outside where they belong, that's right.
Yeah. Look, I've got mice. Every time it gets cold, they all just move inside. Is that pretty common?
It's very common this time of year, Rick. In autumn, it cools down and we provide a nice, warm, safe, dry place for them to live, so they move in.
Right. Now, I'm at odds at home, bit of warfare going on versus encouraging them to just coexist peacefully or complete Armageddon.
Yes, it's always tricky, isn't it? But no, you can't let them live inside your home because they will make a large mess and they will potentially damage your home as well.
What kind of damage can mice do?
They can chew on your wiring, Rick. Mm-hmm. So they can cause electrical problems, lights go out, things like that, or worse. But their hygiene habits aren't great, so they can make quite a mess.
What's the easiest way? Like we tried some of those get up, throw the bag in the ceiling things, the denial poison, I call it. Is that effective, or do you need to be a bit more methodical?
No, you need to be a bit more methodical, Rick, because they'll often, the throw packs won't work very well because they're not that attractive, and they'll often hoard food as well, so they'll often just move food around, so you can lose track of where the bait has gone or where it is. So sometimes it looks like the food's been eaten, but it hasn't been. Traps are often a better way to go with mice.
Yeah, wow. They sound so enormous in the ceiling cavity. I worry it's rats, but can mice sound bigger than they feel?
Yes, they can sound a lot bigger than they are, especially when they're very close to your head. And if they're on bare plaster or timber, they sound a lot larger than they are. But quite often it's only a mouse or a rat up there, but sometimes you will get the odd possum.
Yeah, don't reckon it's a possum. And does rat and mice poison affect possums? Is there a danger you'll knock out your native-friendly animals?
That's the other problem, Rick, is you shouldn't have loose bait in a roof space or under a house, for that matter, in case possums or other animals are there. And eat it by mistake. We don't want to poison the possums or native animals.
So traps could be a bit more humane.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the way to go.
Now, I had an interesting problem. I'm just talking about my own problems this morning. It's a bit terrible, really, with wasps. I've got a guy around because I've got these Chilean willow trees, right? And the wasps love them. They fly up and down them all the time.
Yes.
I thought, got to get rid of them. And the guy just said, no, that's not the nest.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
European wasps are the main problem with wasp problems here. And they usually have an in-ground nest. Occasionally, they'll nest inside your roof or in a wall cavity, something like that. But generally, it's in the ground. So they're often just foraging and feeding on trees and different plants.
Do I just get rid of those trees?
In the long term, it's worth considering. That's right, yeah, because they will return each year, more than likely.
Mm. All right, there you go. What else is a problem around this time of year?
We often get the Portuguese millipedes, the little black, small worm-looking things.
The curly, round, hard
curly
ones.
Curly little worms, yes, that's the one, and scorpions as well. They'll often move into the home and it gets a bit damp and cold, which is now.
How do you deal with the scorpions?
Generally, you'll need to do an insecticide treatment because you want to try and block the access as much as possible, but that's often quite difficult because they're very small. So watch your gaps under doors and things like that. Try and keep them out as best you can, but it's quite difficult with something so small.
Well, so many of us basically live in the forest as well. We're in their habitat. Yeah. 6:15, ABC Radio Hobart. This is AJ from Pied Piper Pest Control. Any pesty questions, send them through 0438 922936. I mean, our little scorpions, can they do you much harm?
People have told me they can give you a bit of a painful sting with their tail, but nothing too dangerous. But they can be a bit nasty. And they've got a habit of playing dead as well. So they'll often sit in the corner not moving. And if you try and pick them up or move them, they will bring your tail up and defend themselves.
When you're spraying a house, is that just going to kill all living? How full on is the spray?
Yeah, sure. No, it's a lot safer than it was many years ago, Rick. So it's very much targeted for what we're trying to control and reduce the pressure of. So it's a lot safer, and we use it in a very safe manner these days. lots of safety gear and keep people and animals away from it until it's dried. And generally, it's water based, so there's no problems with staining or odours.
Yeah, what's in it?
So usually synthetic pyrethroids are still very commonly used.
Okay, so it's still the pyrethrum.
Yeah, that's right. Still very effective and very safe, and often originally sourced from Tasmania.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because we farm it here, do we?
That's right, exactly, yes.
Oh, you can feel quite patriotic about that then.
That's right.
That's good. Fantastic stuff. Is this a season for ants? Do they come in out of the cold or not?
Yeah, they can do, Rick. People.
Do they feel it?
Yeah, people often think ants are only in the summertime, but they're around in the winter, but they'll often be a bit smarter about where they are. They're often near hot water systems and warm pipes and things like that, heat sources. So they and hide away under slabs, concrete slabs, things like that, under the ground where it's a bit warmer and a bit more sheltered. So you won't see them out in the open so much.
Is it true that you can use the same sort of ant red stuff with wasps as well, that they can take things back to the nest? Because that's the idea of that, isn't it? I've always been suspicious.
Many people try. I haven't heard of ant red working for wasps, but many people have tried different things. But the problem is we've got to be very careful not to attract bees or other insects to anything that wasps might get. So thankfully there is a new product now that's showing good signs for effectiveness against wasps.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
But that would have to be the nest again.
That's right. Ideally, you need to treat the nest directly, but a lot of the time you can't find a nest. That's where it gets difficult, unfortunately.
It's not far off 6 o'clock. It's talking all things pesty. I just find it so interesting. I'm a big fan of spiders in my house. I feel like they're part of the organic flow of keeping the other animals you don't want around, like flies and stuff. If you spray, do they all die?
Well, you can carefully spray without affecting the spiders too much, so you can leave the spiders to do their natural job, which is, catch flies and insects and be a bit of a pest control for your home if you can tolerate webs and the odd spider, seeing the spider.
Yeah, I find them quite likeable.
Yeah, I think
even the huntsman, I'm okay with them and their muscular movements now.
Absolutely. They're fascinating in their own way. They're all beautiful in their own way, aren't they?
Have you had lots of people complaining about flies, the black flies? Ben's just texted as it popped into my mind as well. I feel like they've been more prevalent this year.
Yeah, they have been. We've had a very mild autumn, Rick. The summer was a bit up and down, you could say. But we've had a bit of a late run of autumn. It's been quite mild, quite humid as well, and that's perfect fly weather.
I just had a bad compost. I had one of those bins which wasn't working. And then I moved it, but there were still bad flies.
That's right, and they'll always zero in on beautiful food sources like composts and chickens and animals and things like that, animal food. So, they're never too far away from that.
Maybe it's the chickens next door. Could it be that, do you think?
It could be, It could be, Rick, that's right,
In terms of trying to keep your house pest-free, like post killing everything or trapping and moving it, what do you do then to stop all the pests coming back?
It's just a case of proofing the home, keeping it sealed as much as you can while still keeping airflow. Obviously, you want to keep air flowing through the house for moisture reduction, but just keeping doors and windows sealed with insect screens, things like that. Watching food sources, how you store your food, things outside, like you say, with manure and chickens, things like minimising free food and attraction. Don't let trees and bushes grow up right up against the house or into the gutters over the roof. It's always a good one for pests to enter into the roof space.
Okay, so just sort of keep a space around the house.
Yep.
Seal
keep
as much as you
clear.
Can. Well, you
right.
want it sealed it anyway from drafts.
Well, that's right, exactly. Yeah, that's right. And then you can just obviously let open windows and doors when you want to and then close them all up and keep the pests outside where they belong.
Not if you have children. Then they open and close doors when they want to.
That's right.
They may never close again. Yeah.
That's
all right. Cheers, AJ. Good on you.
Thanks, Rick.